This is KVNF Regional News for Wednesday, May 28th. I'm Patricia Naft. Three men are missing after Sunday's massive landslide that happened outside of the town of Colborne. As KVNF's Laura Pomisano reports, rescue efforts say they have suspended on-the-ground search efforts.
The Mesa County Sheriff's Office says it fears a second landslide could happen because the earth there is unstable. John White, a geologist brought in to help assess the situation, says landslides in the area are common.
The type of landslide is unusually big. The perimeter of Grand Mesa all the way around is mantled by landslides. What's unusual is just the size.
If another landslide happens, officials say it could threaten nearby homes and oil and gas production sites. The sheriff's office says on Monday, energy companies brought in a bulldozer to clear a road so workers could access condensate tanks, which are used in natural gas production, also known as hydraulic fracturing. Officials say the tanks have been drained. Emergency personnel say they are also working to set up an early alert system to warn people that are in the potential path of debris if a second landslide occurs. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
Memorial Day services happened across the country last weekend and here on the Western Slope, too. KVNF's Laura Pomisano attended a service in Crawford and has this report.
Over 60 people gathered at the Crawford Cemetery on Sunday to honor veterans who have passed away.
We honor the memory of those who gave their lives in the service of our country.
The Crawford American Legion Post led the service. Kurt Ulrich is a member of Legion Post 190. He served in the Air Force.
It's very important to honor the dead, which is very essential to our nation in these days especially, because we have left a lot of fallen soldiers throughout the world, and it's very important that we honor them.
Lila Lindman's husband, Bill, an Army veteran, passed away last year and was honored at the service.
And how does it make you feel to see him honored?
Humble, I guess. They asked me if I could do this, and I told them, yeah, I could.
Amy Peebles brought her three sons to the ceremony.
It's just a tradition for our family. My father was in the service, and so we've always just attended. He used to be a part of the post, and so he would come up. He was a flag carrier usually, and he passed away a couple of years ago, and so we just always come and decorate graves and attend the ceremonies.
Present arms.
For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
Colorado's effort to strengthen its brand and global competitiveness is gaining steam. More and more companies are starting to use the new state logo and slogan dubbed it's in our nature to promote their products. But as Benta Berkland reports, the branding effort has been somewhat controversial, and it will take some time to determine its success.
Haystack Mountain Goat Dairy in Longmont is one of about 700 companies that have signed on to use Colorado's new logo since it was approved last year. The logo is a green and white triangle modeled after the state license plate and a snow-capped mountain image. Haystack has the logo posted on the window of its cheese room.
So this is a Chev make. We're making fresh-style goat cheese here. This is from milk that arrived yesterday. We add the cultures. It's a long, slow fermentation process. That's where you get all that beautiful acidity.
John Skaggs is the director of sales and marketing at Haystack. The small company has been making handmade cheese in Boulder County for 25 years. He says they've already started putting the new logo on product flyers to distribute at national trade shows.
Prior to adding the logo on there, there was nothing that really shouted out Colorado on there. The cheese industry that we compete in is a fiercely competitive business, and we're competing against states and regions that have far more mature specialty food industries. So for us to be able to kind of help to sort of punch through some of that noise in the market and helps us distinguish ourselves.
Skaggs also wants to be associated with other companies in the state he believes are doing new and progressive things. And that's the goal of the logo, according to Colorado's chief marketing officer, Aaron Kennedy. He says the state wants to attract dynamic go-getters from around the world. His research showed Colorado has a strong reputation for fresh air, great mountains, and a nice lifestyle.
But What it's not known for is of being a great place to start a company or to work, move here for a world-class career. So part of what we want to convey is the other half of what makes Colorado wonderful. You know, we lead the nation, or in top five in the nation, in aerospace, in natural foods, in sustainable energy, in traditional energy, in quick casual restaurant firms.
Such as Quiznos, Chipotle, Smashburger, and the restaurant Kennedy himself founded, Noodles & Company. But the logo has had its critics.
I'm not the biggest fan of the little green triangle.
Democratic Representative Jonathan Singer of Longmont says he still gets constituent calls complaining about it.
In some ways, the state markets itself. People have been coming here for years for the right reasons. I thought we were okay with what we had to begin with.
The Colorado Tourism Office has declined to use the logo, saying their current come-to-life marketing campaign is such a huge success they want to stay the course. There was even a short-lived effort during this year's 2014 legislative session to send the brand question to voters.
I definitely, when I first saw the logo and the brand, was like, this is what we came up with.
That's Democratic Speaker of the House Mark Ferrandino. While the logo wasn't his first choice, Ferrandino says he trusts all the work that went into creating it.
I tend to really love the Colorado flag outside the state. That's not the case. I mean, one of the issues with is the C that we love in our state flag. And when they did focus groups and others, people saw C and they thought Chicago.
For his part, Chief Marketing Officer Aaron Kennedy is taking the criticism in stride. He says any new change takes time for people to adapt to.
We were just trying to develop a unifying moniker that would be relevant around the nation and around the world.
Back in Longmont, John Skaggs with Haystack Mountain Goat Dairy says more companies signing up to use the logo will only help his business.
And for us to be able to kind of be part of that rising tide is great. We're kind of forming a nice little sort of marketing entourage on behalf of Colorado.
Developing and implementing the logo initiative will cost the state about $500,000. It will also be used to create uniform symbols for all state agencies and divisions. Companies do have to apply to participate, but no adult entertainment will be allowed, and the product must be legal across the nation, which rules out businesses in the marijuana industry. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Stay tuned for Go Betty and the Wednesday morning music mix for KVNF News. I'm Patricia Naft.